Yes, the police did indicate to us that they felt that had they had more information at the time, that they would have policed it differently. And of course, that was not too surprise to us as politicians, because after the wake and after the fire of the shots, we did alert the police and we did make our concerns known to the police about the fact that we did not want to repeat display on Saturday when the funeral took place. And again, they recognised that, and I do welcome the fact the Deputy Chief Constable has confirmed that by saying that he has taken all of these comments on board, and hopefully we will not see a repeat of what happened.
So what did you want to see the police do differently?
What I wanted to see the police do was to have a greater presence on the ground to be seen. Unfortunately, all the imagery that has been beamed across the city and indeed across the country has shown that there was very little police presence at all. Actually, we had it confirmed yesterday that there was indeed only one CCTV Land Rover. And if you compare that to other events which take place across the country, at times there could be dozens of them. So we would like to have seen a lot more resources put in to trying to stop the activity that was happening on Saturday.
Do you think police should have made arrests?
I do. I believe that when had the police, and part of the issue here is the fact that the police were not visibly present on the ground. I believe had the police been there, those who pulled the masks on and began to mark, they wouldn't have the same freedom to do so had the police actually been there. So had the police seen criminal activity, yes, they could have been arrested. However, if they felt that information gathering was more effective, then they would have needed to have more CCTV cameras in the area as well.
If police had stepped in here and made arrests, there's no doubt this could have led to trouble, though.
Well, absolutely. That's a judgment call that the police would have to make. So if they felt that arresting on site was not appropriate, then they should have had additional CCTV. But unfortunately, what's happening here and what we're getting from our the Protestant Unionist Loyalist community is the fact that different approaches are being taken to Loyalists and to Republicans. And that's the concern that we have and the concern that we raise, because the police seem to have no problem in preventing orange marches from taking place and blocking roads to prevent those. Whereas when it comes to Republican displays, they don't seem to have the same reluctance.